Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Life's a Beach. You're listening to your host, Alexia Inman, and I'm so happy to be back and to share a new sort of shift in a new era for the podcast as we continue on in this next journey. So every time I come on the podcast, I feel like I'm saying, I'm so sorry I've been gone for so long. This time I actually am really sorry, and I can't promise you because I don't want to promise and not follow through, but I will say I'm going to work very hard to never have to say that statement again, because I am going to be putting a lot of time, energy, effort, love, all the things back into this podcast and back into recreating what this podcast is centered in, because I've been really inspired over the last few months. When I first started this podcast back in quarantine, well over a year ago now. Wow, that's crazy. When I first started this podcast, I had an idea to create a beach volleyball centered podcast from the perspective of a collegiate athlete, because I hadn't really seen anything like that. And I felt like it was high time that something relatable came out with a younger voice for the younger audience. As I started doing my first episodes and speaking with the wonderful guests I've had on, like Molly Turner or Hannah Gordon, I realized that a lot bigger themes were coming up than I thought they would, like themes of body image and mental health and how to succeed at a young age. And I hoped I would get into some really interesting topics that would be tantalizing for the mind, but I never expected it to come up so quickly and so soon. Now, don't get me wrong, what I love to talk about and what I want to continue to talk about on this podcast is sports. I live, breathe, and die by sports. And it's honestly 90% of what I talk about anyway. I find a way to relate it into every conversation somehow. It's like this superpower that I've acquired from years of just surrounding myself with it. But I also want to turn this podcast into a different direction. And I've been inspired to do that from the last few months and honestly, genuinely how my last season of undergrad collegiate volleyball went. So as some of you know, but I'll just reiterate for people who don't really know me as well, I just finished up my undergrad degree at UC Berkeley, where I was playing on the beach volleyball team, served as the captain for the last 2 years in a well-established Pac-12 school, number one public university in the country. Such an amazing experience. The culture with Cal Beach Volleyball is something so special, and I could honestly, and maybe one day I will, spend a whole podcast episode talking about how much that culture and those girls and that whole program changed my life and changed me for the better. And talking about those girls, I genuinely don't think I could have made it through the last season without those girls and without that culture that we created and that bond that we formed together. Because I can wholeheartedly say my very last season of undergrad Pac-12 collegiate beach volleyball was the worst season of beach volleyball I have ever had. I lost almost half the games that I won, and I kind of got into this spiral where I felt like I was an issue for my team. I felt like I was unreliable. I was not helping. I was not a good team player. And I was failing as a captain because of this, because I couldn't do the one thing that I kind of prided myself on doing throughout my collegiate career before. And that was being an anchor and getting wins and being someone that the team could constantly rely on. And that idea of failing my team in that way and not being able to come through and give the team the wins and the support that they needed from that perspective really dug me in a hole mentally very, very early. And that was a very hard hole to dig myself out of, and one that I struggled with the whole season. And I struggled with my mental game more than I have in many years, probably more, maybe not more, but very similar to the amount I did my freshman year when I came in. And that was an overwhelming experience in itself, being a little baby playing on the ones court as a freshman in a Pac-12 school, playing against girls that are going to be future Olympians. And now this year, it was a whole other different thing coming in with so much more wisdom and knowing what I know and my skills being refined the way they are now. It was a whole different sort of taxing season mentally, because it felt like I should be stronger than that. And I put a lot of pressure on myself to be stronger than that mentally. And that's what created more issues for me, is that I never gave myself a second of grace. And I never stepped back and I said, you're doing the best that you can. This is not all on you. This is not all your fault. Now, I had plenty of teammates, friends, family, loved ones, just telling me that that is so not the case. That's not what it is. I mean, I think I had the most supportive teammates in the country. That's probably biased, and I'm sure a lot of girls on a lot of teams say that, but there is not one moment where I felt like anyone on my team was mad or upset with me. The person who was the most mad or upset with me was myself, and I felt like I was failing everyone else and myself by not playing to the potential I could. And that was the hardest hurdle for me to overcome. And then on top of struggling so much mentally during the season and beating myself up so much for not being and not playing up to this vision I had for myself, which I don't even know how I created, probably the years of results from before. But I, on top of all this, there's also some crazy last minute life shifts with future plans and grad school and all this. And it got to the point where I was just so bogged down mentally, I didn't even realize it. And I realized that a lot of the old mental thought patterns I had and habits and issues that I had overcome throughout my life had creeped back up on me without even realizing. And I kind of had to sit down and look at myself in the mirror one day and go, oh no, it slipped again. You've let your mental strength kind of fade as you've put yourself on the back burner to these greater goals and trying to attain more, which is, it's impossible to attain perfection, but that's what I was reaching for, and I was falling very short and I was not giving myself any grace. And so because of this, like after season was all said and done, our team came just short of making NCAA championships, which was very hard on me mentally, because I spent probably a good week after season sitting there feeling like I was the reason. And if I could have just won a stupid game or two more, we could have been going to Gulf Shores, Alabama, which is, for those who aren't super knowledgeable in the world of beach volleyball, that's the holy grail where you want to be as a collegiate beach volleyball player. You want to be going to Alabama. You want to be going to the NCAA championship. So I spent a lot of time beating myself up over that. And then once the sting of that had kind of worn off, I was able to kind of sit back and realize that I had to pull myself out of this hole I had dug and kind of get back to a good mental place. I didn't want to sit in this self-pity party anymore. And I'm very much like this just in general in life. And I've always been on my self-growth journey and my mental health journey, is that I'm very bad at just sitting in stillness and being complacent where things are at, whether they're good or bad. Specifically when things are bad, I always am looking to grow and change and make myself a better person. And I will do whatever it takes to continue to do that. So after the sting and the self-pity party had kind of worn off and those feelings were still there, but not as strong as they had been. And I kind of realized that old mental patterns, that PTSD and anxiety and those kinds of emotional mental things that are very hard to get over and you work really hard to get over, had kind of creeped back and I hadn't been managing them properly. I realized that it was time to kind of get myself back in a good mental place and kind of reevaluate, like, what exactly is it that I want to do? And what is my greater goal with everything, with grad school, with life, with going into the adult world or not yet with grad school? It was a lot to think about, kind of all thrown at me at once. And in thinking about that, that's when I realized that I am ready and want to make a shift to this podcast. Not a major shift, because I still want to talk about beach volleyball. I still want to have guests on from the world of beach volleyball and the world of sports, because that's what I live, breathe, and die by. But there's a greater message that I feel like I want to share, and that it was kind of shown to me this year that's important to share, because I struggled with it again for the first time in a long time, really heavy, and I'm still struggling with it and still going through it. And that's just overall mental health, and another greater topic we've talked on this podcast a lot, body image as a female athlete. And both of these things, when I first started out in the collegiate athletic world, were stuff that they just weren't talked about. Like, if you were struggling, you kept it to yourself because you didn't want to seem weak. You didn't want to open your mouth and say, hey, I'm having a bad mental health day, because if you miss a practice, you could be sidelined the next day. Like, you don't have time to have mental health problems. But now I see the movement towards destigmatizing it, especially in the athletic world, is so massive, and it just touches my heart to see how big it's getting. But I also can see how much work needs to be done with it. And there's so many different directions it can be taken. And I've realized that I want to help be able to take this in new directions, because there's so much life experience I have with this stuff, and so many people that I've met and stories that have touched me and helped me that I want to be able to share. Because at the end of the day, at the root of any mental struggle is the feeling and the scared feelings of feeling like you're alone and feeling it. And the number one thing I've learned as I've dealt with my own mental health is that you are never alone in what you're feeling. As crazy and wild as your thought train is, as niche as your situation is, I can promise you there is someone else that has gone through it, and there is someone else who wants to relate to you and help you. I can promise you that with my life. And that's what I am going to be shifting this podcast to, is that focus on bringing awareness and helping females, males, collegiate, non-collegiate youth, anyone in the athletic world, destigmatize this burden around mental health and help realize that it is okay to feel your feelings. It is okay to take mental health days. It is okay to feel alone. But it's most important to know that you are not alone with it. So that, my friends, is the shift to this podcast that is coming for you. And don't worry, I'll dive into deeper. I'm actually, in a few weeks, I will have one of my dearest friends, longest friends, teammate from high school to college, Maddie Micheletti, on the podcast with me to talk about what mental health looks like and how to deal with it when you're a collegiate athlete suffering, like during your season, because her and I both have dealt with that before. So there's more to come on that. I just wanted to give a little shift into what is coming with my podcast and what you can look forward to, and kind of maybe get you excited and help you see that if you're feeling like if anything I've said resonates with you at all, I hope that you feel like you're a little bit less alone and you want to come back to this podcast and hear what I have to say and who I bring on and stories and experiences that'll help you feel better on your own mental health journey. And speaking of journeying on mental health, I'm sure a lot of you have heard as I'm recording this today, July 1st, that the Fair Pay to Play Act has been passed. And I was sitting thinking, I personally am so freaking excited about this. As a content creator with my podcast, it's been so hard for me not to be able to reach out to sponsors and kind of make those like partnerships with them that have reached out to me on my podcast, because you couldn't do that before as an NCAA athlete. But now the opportunity is abundant, and we are so lucky to be able to get to profit off of our image and likeness. And I know for a lot of people, this is a lifeline for them, like being able to make money off their image and likeness is going to financially help them out so much. So I'm so thankful to have this be passed. I'm so thankful to be able to get to use this opportunity to create sponsorships and brands with other companies and just be able to create a brand for myself and hopefully help other athletes want to do this for themselves too, because anyone can brand themselves. You don't have to be the star athlete on your team, or you don't have to be playing football or basketball at a SEC or Pac-12 school. Anybody can create sponsorships and partnerships. You just have to have the confidence and the belief in yourself to know that you can make it happen. But that's a whole other topic. I could honestly do a whole other podcast episode. I feel like I've said that like 3 times on this episode about that topic. But what I was thinking about in relation to the Fair Pay to Play Act and mental health, that I was kind of thinking about that last night. And I was thinking about how this passing of this act is so great for those struggling in collegiate sports with their mental health. Sometimes, at least from what I've experienced, when you're in the thick of your sport and your season, and you're struggling with things like anxiety and depression and body image issues and PTSD, and life is really kicking you in the ass, for lack of a better term, it can be really hard to find motivation and pull to continue to do this every day. And you see athletes quit all the time because of this. And this is where I think the Fair Pay to Play Act is so revolutionary for those struggling with mental health. Because for the first time, athletes can sort of, you know, you always hear the term, there's no I in team. And that's absolutely true. You can't do anything without your team. You've got to have a great support staff. But for the first time, athletes can sort of put a little like maybe lowercase baby I in team, just kind of like an add-on sort of situation. But we can start thinking about ourselves and we can figure out ways to make money that's good for us and brand us that's good for us, not brand us for that's good for the NCAA. And I think as people who are struggling with mental health and struggling with finding a reason why, like, why do I want to keep pushing myself every day, whether you're in a team sport or an individual? Because a lot of the time it's, well, why do you push yourself? I mean, it's easy for people to say, for it to rep the university, to do the sport I love because of my teammates. But for some people, it goes a lot further than that. And you can't pull that as motivation anymore. I think now it's a time where you can use yourself and your own self-worth and your own goals to motivate yourself to keep pushing when things get really hard in your sport. Because if you can wake up every day and you're like, why am I going to do this today? You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it for your team. You're doing it for your university, of course. But you're doing it for yourself to create more opportunity for yourself and set yourself up on greater success beyond the world of collegiate sports. So to me, the Fair Pay to Play Act is revolutionary for so many ways. But as far as mental health goes, I think that it will create a new era of mentally aware and mentally motivated athletes in collegiate sports, one that value themselves and really value their own self-worth. And to me, that makes passing this act completely invaluable. And I cannot wait to see what comes out of it. And I cannot wait to see where this podcast goes. And I cannot wait for the growth of it. And I hope that if any of you resonate with anything that I'm said in this episode or in future episodes, or if you have ideas, or if you want to come talk and share your story on my podcast, please reach out to me, because what I want to do is I want to share stories and I want people to feel less alone in their struggles. Because like I've said probably 30 times now, I can promise you, you're not alone. And if I can be a voice to get those messages across, that's what I want to do. So thank you for listening to this episode. There's so much more to come. There's so many exciting things going on in the world of collegiate sports, mental health, just everything. And I can't wait to continue talking about the journeys of all these things. And because it's only fair to myself and the idea of self-promotion and valuing yourself, if you are interested in learning more about my podcast and possibly creating a sponsorship or partnership or branding and teaming up on some of these ideas and themes that I've been talking about, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to talk more about this and create some great opportunities. And if you actually need help kind of getting started and branding yourself, I'm happy to help too. I've done a ton of research about it. Honestly, I've been preparing this moment for this moment since I first became a collegiate athlete. So I know a thing or two about this. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And I want to thank you all so much again for listening. And I can't wait to keep having these open conversations and sharing stories. So this has been Life's a Beach, and we'll see you real soon.